Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the mound. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Ken Berry now playing center field. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert fires to first and picks off Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuller. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King strikes out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Hinton moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Don McMahon now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Don Demeter. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davalillo moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Don McMahon. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Lee May pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the mound. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Boyer now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Bob Allen. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Buford moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-4 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-5 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Buzzard now pitching. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Pete Ward now playing right field. Ken Boyer now playing first base. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for George Culver. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-6 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to third. 1 out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Sims reaches second base with a double. Fuller scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Alvis bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to third. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bailey now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.